Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Calcutta High Court orders CBI probe into alleged rape and murder of a doctor at a hospital in Kolkata. Centre assures protesting doctors of action against guilty. Judicial custody of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and BRS leader K. Kavita extended until September 2nd in money laundering case. President Draupadi Murmu to address the nation tomorrow on the eve of the 78th Independence Day. Har Ghar Tiranga rally is being held across the country as part of Independence Day celebrations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses happiness over 600 feet Tiranga Yatra conducted in Arunachal Pradesh. And IMD forecasts heavy rainfall to continue over Western Himalayan region, Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh and East India during the next 7 days. And now the news in detail. The Calcutta High Court has ordered a CBI investigation into the alleged rape and murder of a doctor at R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. The division bench of Chief Justice T.S. Shivagyanam and Justice Hiranmoy Bhattacharya today passed the order. For details, we have a report.
The High Court has asked the police to hand over all documents to the CBI immediately. The court was hearing a bunch of pleas, including the parents of the victim. It has also placed Sandeep Ghosh, former principal of the Government Medical College, on indefinite leave. Sandeep Ghosh was reappointed as principal of National Medical College, Kolkata, by the state government yesterday after resigning from R.G. Carr Medical College. Earlier, the High Court asked the state government to submit a status report on the investigation. The court also questioned the delay in recording the statement of the former principal and asked what the state government is doing to address the concerns of protesting doctors. The delegation of National Commission for Women today visited R.G. Carr Medical College and took stock of the situation. Ms. Delina Khandoop, a team member, stated that the hospital security situation is inadequate. She said action will be taken against the former principal of the college for naming the victim. Shefali Singh for Akashwani News.
The Federation of Resident Doctors Association has announced the extension of its indefinite strike to protest after their meeting with officials from the Union Health Ministry failed to bring about any resolution. Resident doctors at government hospitals across the country went on an indefinite strike yesterday to protest the incident. Meanwhile, the centre today assured the protesting doctors that it will take action against anyone connected with Kolkata's doctor murder case and will also implement all necessary measures to address incidents of attacks on doctors. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda stated in New Delhi that delegations of Doctors Association have met with him in the past 2 days and expressed their concerns over such incidents. Mr. Nadda said that he is also concerned about these incidents and will take all possible measures to curb them. He also welcomed the Calcutta High Court's decision to hand over the murder case to the CBI.
दुख की बात यह है कि महिलाओं पर अत्याचार दिन प्रतिदिन वेस्ट बंगाल में बढ़ रहा है और यह सब कुछ महिला मुख्यमंत्री होने के पश्चात ये हो रहा है ये और भी चिंताजनक है। हाई कोर्ट के द्वारा जो सीबीआई की इंक्वायरी मानी गई है उसके लिए मैं हाई कोर्ट के निर्णय का स्वागत करता हूं और मुझे पूरा विश्वास है कि सीबीआई इंक्वायरी में दूध का दूध पानी का पानी होगा सच्चाई सामने आएगी.
Meanwhile, the CBI has taken over the Kolkata's doctor murder case. Sources said that CBI team will reach Kolkata tomorrow with the medical and forensic lab teams. The National Medical Commission has issued an advisory asking all medical colleges and institutions to develop a policy for a safe work environment within the college and hospital campus for all staff members, including faculty, medical students and resident doctors. The commission added that the policy should ensure adequate safety measures at OPD, wards, casualty areas, hostels and other open areas on the campus and in residential quarters. The NMC further said that a detailed action taken report on any incident of violence should be sent to it within 48 hours of the incident. The judicial custody of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and BRS leader K. Kavita has been extended until September 2nd in the money laundering case related to the alleged scam in the Delhi excise policy. The Rouse Avenue Court in Delhi extended the custody of both leaders today. The case will now be heard in the court on September 2nd. AAP MP Sanjay Singh and former Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia, who has been released on bail, also appeared in the court via video conferencing. Minister of Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju, along with Minister of State for Minority Affairs George Kurian, today launched Hajj Applications 2025 and the GeoParacy Scheme portal in New Delhi. Addressing the media following the launch, Mr. Rijiju said that Saudi Arabia has allotted a quota of over 1.75 lakh Hajj pilgrims to India for Hajj 2025. He highlighted that for the first time applications have been invited on the Hajj Suvidha app in addition to the website of the Hajj Committee of India. Speaking on the Jio Parsi Scheme portal, Mr. Rijiju requested eligible Parsi couples to avail themselves of the benefits of the scheme.
Two mahatvapurna karyakram launch kiye hain, ek Jio Parsi portal Parsi community ko aage badhane ke liye, jo Parsi community ka population jo ghatte ja raha hai usko badhana hai. Dusra jo हज एप्लीकेशन का लॉन्च जो हम लोग ने पोर्टल लॉन्च किया है आज 2025 का 175,000 हाजियों का अरेंजमेंट मामूली नहीं है. हमारे माइनॉरिटी अफेयर्स मंत्रालय तो नोडल मिनिस्ट्री है, काम तो कर रहे हैं, लेकिन साथ साथ में जो विदेश मंत्रालय है, हेल्थ मिनिस्ट्री है, सिविल एविएशन है, कई और मंत्रालय भी इसमें योगदान करते हैं.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has appointed BJP MP Jagdambika Pal as the chairperson of the Joint Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024. The 31-member committee has been formed for the further scrutiny of the bill. In the recently concluded budget session of the parliament, the bill was introduced in the Lok Sabha and it was sent to the Joint Parliamentary Committee. The committee will submit its report by the last day of the first week of the winter session of parliament. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation tomorrow on the eve of the 78th Independence Day. The address will be broadcast at 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashwani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. The broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcasts in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashwani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. This is Akashwani giving you the news. Surkhit News updates around the clock. Follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts.
Har Ghar Tiranga Abhiyan Tirange ki shaan mein ek unique festival ban chuka hai.
And once again, the country is gearing up to celebrate the Festival of Independence with joy and enthusiasm through the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. So, from August 9 to 15, let's all join the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with excitement and energy. Participate in the flag marches, fairs, rallies and marathons associated with this campaign. Hoist the tricolor at your home and upload your selfie on harghartiranga.com.
Welcome back to the news at 9. Rallies are being carried out across the country under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign as part of the Independence Day celebrations on Thursday. The campaign is being held across the country till the 15th of this month to bolster a sense of patriotism within citizens. Under the initiative, the government has urged people to hoist the tricolor at their homes and take a selfie with the Tiranga and upload it on the Har Ghar Tiranga website. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar flagged off the Har Ghar Tiranga bike rally from Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning as part of the campaign. Union Ministers Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Ram Mohan Naidu, Kenja Rapu, Kiran Rijiju and Mansukh Mandaviya were present on the occasion. The rally ended at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, Vice President Dhankar said, Har Ghar Tiranga campaign reflects nation's independence, pride and commitment to Viksit Bharat.
हर घर तिरंगा एक अभियान है जो आजादी के अमृत महोत्सव का हिस्सा है. अब एक ही आंदोलन बन गया है. करोड़ों लोग अपने घरों पर तिरंगा फहराते हैं और मेरे मन में कोई शंका नहीं है, आने वाले 15 अगस्त पर एक नया रिकॉर्ड बनेगा, हर घर तिरंगा होगा.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness over the 600-feet Tiranga Yatra conducted under the Har Ghar Tiranga Abhiyan in Arunachal Pradesh today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that patriotism is deeply rooted in the hearts of the people of Arunachal Pradesh. Mr. Modi said that he is delighted to see such enthusiasm towards the Har Ghar Tiranga Abhiyan. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah said that the Tiranga Yatra is an expression of patriotism and a symbol of nation's commitment to develop India by 2047. Inaugurating the Tiranga Yatra at Virat Nagar in Ahmedabad today, Mr. Shah urged every citizen, particularly the youth, to actively contribute to the nation's growth in their respective fields to realize this vision of a developed India by 2047. The central government has invited 400 elected representatives, including women representatives of Panchayati Raj institutions, as special guests for the 78th Independence Day celebrations at the Red Fort in Delhi. Meanwhile, the Panchayati Raj Ministry is organizing a national workshop on women's leadership in panchayats in New Delhi tomorrow. The workshop will explore challenges and opportunities for women leaders in panchayats, showcase success stories, and discuss strategies for enhancing women's participation in local governance. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has nominated Delhi Home Minister Kailash Gehlot to unfurl the national flag at the state-level Independence Day celebrations at Chhatrasal Stadium in the national capital. Mr. Gehlot will do so as Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, who normally leads the celebrations, is in jail following his arrest by the CBI in the alleged liquor policy case. The Delhi Metro will commence its services at 4 a.m. on Thursday to facilitate the public to attend the Independence Day ceremony. The train services will be available at a frequency of 15 minutes on all the lines till 6 a.m. and thereafter regular timetable will be followed for the rest of the day. In addition, people who will be in possession of a bona fide invitation card for attending the Independence Day ceremony will be permitted entry and travel on production of valid government-issued photo identity card at stations. The Indian Air Force is hosting its largest ever multilateral air combat exercise, Ex-Tarang Shakti, aimed at showcasing its military capabilities and strengthening international cooperation. This strategically insignificant exercise has drawn participation from around 11 countries, featuring a diverse array of aircraft, including Rafales, F-18s and Eurofighter Typhoons. We hear more from our correspondent.
Today at Sular Air Base of Indian Air Force in Tamil Nadu, mesmerizing aerial performances and display of tactical maneuvers of fighter jets and military aircrafts thrilled the gathering. Indian Air Force frontline fighter jets like Rafale, Sukhoi 30 MKI, Mirage 2000, MiG-29 and Tejas, as well as Rudra and Prachanda helicopters, C-130J Super Hercules aircraft, IL-78 mid-air refueler displayed their prowess. Besides fighter jets of France, Germany, Spain and United Kingdom, Air Force also showcased their operational capabilities with wide array of aircrafts like Typhoons and Eurofighter. Ex-Tarang Shakti exercise is designed to enhance India's defense ties with the participating nations while demonstrating its indigenous defense capabilities. The first phase of this exercise started on 6th of this month and scheduled to conclude tomorrow. Bhupen Singh from Sular Air Base in Tamil Nadu for Akashwani News.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heavy rainfall will continue over western Himalayan region, Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh and East India during the next 7 days. Heavy rainfall is also likely to continue over Haryana, Rajasthan and Northeast India during the next 4 to 5 days. The big cricket league, BCL, a franchisee-based T20 event that will offer aspiring local players a chance to play alongside their cricketing heroes, has joined hands with the national broadcaster Prasar Bharati in a landmark long-term deal. The inaugural edition of the BCL will be held in September this year in Lucknow. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Calcutta High Court orders CBI probe into alleged rape and murder of a doctor at a hospital in Kolkata. Centre assures protesting doctors of action against the guilty. Judicial custody of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and BRS leader K. Kavita extended until September 2nd in the money laundering case. President Draupadi Murmu to address the nation tomorrow on the eve of 78th Independence Day. Har Ghar Tiranga rally is being held across the country as part of Independence Day celebrations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses happiness over 600 feet Tiranga Yatra conducted in Arunachal Pradesh. And IMD forecasts heavy rainfall to continue over western Himalayan region, Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh and East India during the next 7 days. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.